the boat.
Whoa! That. Hello. Hello is what a day. A day that will live in infamy. My name is Jay. I'm your host of Happy Hours here on the one, the only Exotica TV. You may notice that I have a little somebody special next to me, usually reserved for my co-host Dan's seat. We were able to get the largest, I mean, like, this guy wasn't a huge name to begin with, but, you know, in the last 2 days, I dare say that he is two-thirds of everybody's newsfeed. So I want to welcome the one, the only, the senator from the great state of Vermont, my home state, Mr. Bernie Sanders. Hey, Bernie, how we doing today?
I am
doing really well. I can't believe that we were able to land this one. You have had quite the last couple of days. How are you holding up under everything?
I'm fucking great, Jay. Great.
I have to say, being a Vermonter myself, to see you rolling out there in a Burton jacket and your knit mittens, I thought you stood out from the crowd. You represented the state beautifully. So thank you.
Well, you know what? It was a good day. It was a very good day. I would have rather been standing up there, but you know what? Sitting down there with my mittens.
Were you warm? You were warm. Okay, good. That was
inside and outside.
That was the big question. I mean, and obviously you got to see, you know, your arch nemesis.
You know what, Jay? You know what? Free mittens for everybody. Everybody gets free mittens.
No way.
Free mittens, free education, free healthcare, free mittens.
Free. You know what? So are you saying that you're going to be running again in 2024?
I don't know about running. Maybe a fast walk.
Okay. You know what? You are a healthy son of a gun, so I wouldn't put it past you.
Look, I love my president. Didn't like the old one. Like the new one. Don't love him. Like him a lot. I'm there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Listen, I know, you know, how was it seeing all of your arch nemesis, your Hillary Clinton? Did you guys get an opportunity to talk during the inauguration?
Talk. I won't tell you what happened.
Ooh. Oh, really? Well, I mean, come on. Give us just a little hint.
It rhymes with duck.
Okay. Bernie, I like it. You know what? I like you. The more I hear you talk, the more, you know, I just like you more and more. You are like America's grandpa.
I smell something here. I think my vape pen is about to explode in my pocket.
Okay, that is a problem. Of course, Vermont's legal now, so you can do that.
So is New Jersey, but they can't buy any yet. Suckers. Should have voted for me, motherfuckers.
You know what us Vermonters think of New Jersey, right, Bernie?
You know what us Vermonters think of Philadelphia too, right, Jay?
Hey, listen. All right, I'm going to say that I'm from Vermont. Yes, I'm from Philadelphia. But, you know, I mean, you got to give and take. Well, listen, Bernie, I know you have a unbelievably busy schedule. I could talk to you for hours. I mean, you are like the grandfather that I actually had.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome. So,
it's been lovely being here too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bernie Sanders, give it up for him one time. And with that, we will bring back our man and host. Whoa!
Hey, there he is. Got you.
Dan Davis. Dan.
We got. Look, I don't know, Jay. It's been a great week.
It really has.
And I bet you our two guests never thought they were coming on a show as professional as this one.
Exactly. That's, you know, where we turn cameras and have pixelated PNGs. So yes.
Look at that shit. And that impersonation.
What?
My fucking throat is.
But what a week, Dan. What a week.
I feel
like I can breathe a sigh of relief. I feel like America breathed a sigh of relief, or at least 51% of them did. And, you know, at the end of the day, all I've heard for the last 3 days is about how we're going to fix coronavirus, which I've been waiting to hear for 11 months. Yes.
Jay, we're not going to get into politics in this show this week.
But tell me.
Let's make a pact right now. Pinky swear right now, me and you, okay?
We did it last time, and you went.
Pinky swear. Come on, pinky.
All right, fine. Here we go.
I'm trying to get my pinky up.
All right, listen.
There we go. Pinky swear. All right, pinky swear. Okay. We're not going to talk politics.
Or coronavirus.
Coronavirus, cyber currency,
Right.
Or about people dying.
Well, that was your fault last week. So
that was my fault. Yeah. I will not mention Hank Aaron at all during this broadcast.
We tried this last week. It didn't work either. Oh, man. Yeah.
We'll not do that. But you know what? Look, nobody wants to hear from us.
They really don't.
We've already assaulted their senses with Bernie. So
that's true.
Let's please their senses with a pair of statuesque models, actresses, stars of the internet, as you would. The one and only Miss Jocelyn Jane and Leah Winters.
There,
what's
there
up, ladies?
Hi.
Okay, you fucked me up. Now they're on opposite sides than they were before. I had like my notes all
well,
here.
You know what, Dan? You're just going to have to deal with it.
Now I got to move these pieces of paper.
Here, I tell you what, Dan. Here, wait for a second. Here we go.
Watch this shit. He's going to show off now.
There we go. There boom. We go. All right. Well, you feel better now?
I feel better.
You know, nobody really wants to look at us. So, like, I always kind of feel like we should just be in a little corner. But at the same time, Dan is a sexy bitch. So.
And you're a handsome bastard, Jay.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. We both in.
You got it.
Yeah.
So Leah, you're coming to us from Vegas. And Jocelyn, you're coming to us from Miami, bitch.
Yes.
I just like saying that because I love seeing it on
Cheers.
The shirt when we go.
Welcome to Happy Hours.
Welcome to the late Happy Hours. Cheers. So what you guys don't see, what everybody doesn't see, is the adventure that Leah took us on in the pre-show, a little warm-up. She had to run downstairs to where she's staying right now for some business and go get a bottle of Cuervo. They gave you a whole bottle?
Yeah, dude, I had to get a whole bottle.
This is how this girl rolls. I knew we would be instant friends as soon as she rolled up. She's like, I got to go get some tequila, vodka, whatever. She goes down and she walks away with a bottle. Like, I'm like, she'll get a shot. Like, maybe two. She's, you know, crazy.
Like, while you're there, like, the one thing I missed about Vegas, because, yeah, we would have been in Vegas for the Adult Entertainment Expo this week.
Yes,
normally.
We would.
I know. I would have been rolling across the street to the Hard Rock, which is now the Virgin, right?
God, that's a sexy sign, too, up there. Nice
is it?
Red
is it? We haven't seen it yet. Is it Virgin now? So, like, it made the big switch?
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting. But there is a dispensary right across the street from the hotel.
The best thing you can literally hit a golf ball like and hit the dispensary. It's everything that Vegas ever needed.
We were talking last week, like we kind of sort like Vegas was that trip that we love to hate, you know, kind of thing. We just like we would dread going out there for that show because you were going to come back something, and I'm not going to say it, Jay. The Vegas flu.
A shell of yourself. Yeah, no. It's
you would come back with the Vegas flu, which was like quite possibly worse than coronavirus. But you would come back with that. You'd definitely come back sick, hungover, and it would just be a rough week.
Oh, and ashamed usually because something happened there that just shouldn't have happened. You know, I mean, it's like it's a plethora of emotions when you leave Vegas. And for that reason, we've always said, or at least I've lived and died by the 72-hour rule with Las Vegas. Like, I do not stay in Las Vegas for more than 72 hours. I'm cool. The first night, you go entirely too hard that you could never do it again. Then the next night, you do it again. And then by like night three, you're just like, I'm a horrible human being. I need to go home. And then the next morning you wake up and get the fuck out of town without talking to anybody. Like that is my like MO of Las Vegas.
Your mo.
So
like we've done,
but I do kind of miss it now. Now that like, you know, we've been stuck inside for 11 months. Like it's weird. I'm so desperate that I miss going to AVN. Like that's what it's.
Yeah. But AVN, we would be there, but we wouldn't be there. Like the one time we decided to get really fucked up and go to the gun range there. What was it called? The gun store.
In Vegas.
We went there and we paid like to skip ahead in the line, some ungodly amount with no reservations. We bought the zombie package where we could shoot off a bunch of guns, and they actually let us. Actually, our range officer.
We actually got to shoot zombies. It was awesome.
He actually looked a lot like Leah, awesome. Our range officer. And we were shooting machine guns and shit, completely fucked up out of our minds.
Totally cool.
That's awesome.
And they let us.
Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah,
Vegas
how did they
has
let
the
you
rules.
Guys do that? That shouldn't even be allowed, right?
I think we held ourselves together pretty
it's
well.
Gray area.
Yeah, I mean,
kind
like,
of like
you know,
together in this. Like, I'm really high right now.
Letting fly, yeah, just
you know. To my little friends, and then like shooting shit. Like nobody was yelling "die zombie, die," you know, or anything like that.
No,
but we just do stupid shit like that.
Dan does. I just follow. Great. Yeah.
Obviously, I'm you've been to Exotica.
You know, usually what happens is Dan does a bunch of crazy shit up until like a certain hour of the night, and then Dan is smart enough to go away and go to bed. And then, well, whoever's left standing, which is usually me and a cohort of some type, like ends up, you know, having the Vegas experience. So
it's like the Spidey sense. So, and you probably know a lot about this because Jocelyn. So you studied, what was it? What, tell us exactly what is industrial organizational psychology. I got it. Cause that sounds like some like next level fucking brainiac shit.
I was just a psych major, but, cause they didn't have that major yet when I was in school, okay. But I definitely like that type of psychology.
But what is like that? Like, I don't get it.
Of the workplace.
So like working like in like how, an office with people.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like basically like HR on steroids. Like, how can everybody be more productive, feel better at work?
See, that's interesting because
going to work.
That is literally the opposite of anything I ever want to deal with in my life. Like, the idea of like dealing and managing people in an office and camaraderie and all, oh my god, it's like the, you know, that shit's my nightmare. Yeah.
So.
So come to 3 Expo events. You can come, like, you know, measure the room, give me a psychoanalysis of and all of our employees, including Dan, and we'll go from there.
I have a question.
Too Exotica.
Yes, Leah.
So with psychiatry and stuff, like in the workplace. Like, do you like, would you like think about like sex in the workplace too? Because I feel like that's just a huge thing, man. Like, you're with those people working, like, you know,
that's like half of an HR job.
Well, and yeah. And it's been proven that the more often you see someone, the more attracted to them you become. So for sure. Yeah.
So we're gonna do the same exact show tomorrow.
I've been looking at Jay for 14 years.
That's why, dude, that's why you have such a hard on over me. I mean,
you wish. You know,
it's just repetition, Dan. I'm breaking you down.
The fact that I'm like 2 feet taller than him, it would be kind of funny.
You can't tell right now, though, can you?
You would be the bottom, Jay, first off, number one.
No, I wouldn't. You would. You'd be the big, be the big cuddly bear. Yeah, you would. You'd be the inside spoon, too.
Not, definitely not.
No, I can tell already. So you're saying you would be the outside spoon to me?
Yeah.
Okay, see?
That makes more sense.
See, I'm breaking him down. 15 years. By 20 years, we're banging. I guarantee
you. Wait, that was a trick question. You can't do that. Leah, what did you want to be when you grew up?
What did I want to be when I grew up? Well, I wanted to be a bartender. And then Mr. Ross told me that that probably wasn't a very good aspiration. Okay. So... we're here now. Yeah. We're rolling with it.
So would Mr. Ross say that this is the better direction to go?
Well, he's always told us to say that, like, if whatever makes us happy, you know? Okay. So, like, I'm so happy.
And how long have you, when did you get into the business?
Like about a year and a half ago.
Okay. Yeah. Which is crazy because the pandemic has been going on for 12 months. So, like, you had, like, a half a year of, like, normalcy and then... the craziness. Dan in the back.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Who the fuck is Mr. Ross?
That was one of my teachers.
I just assumed.
Well, it could have been like Bob Ross. Like, she could have been like smoking weed and just sitting there like watching him paint happy little clouds.
I Bob Ross told me to do porno.
I think she's too young to know who Bob Ross is. But I think that
Bob Ross. But no, Bob Ross has had more of like a comeback. It's like here's a question, Leigh. Do you know who Bob Ross is?
Yes, of course.
See, so there you go.
Happy
little trees. Exactly. Happy little trees.
Amazing hair.
Dude, amazing hair.
What about Mr. Rogers?
Oh, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Yeah, you know that?
Holy shit. He was amazing. Absolutely such a great guy. Very nice. Good heart.
Did you see the movie?
No, I haven't seen that.
With Tom Hanks?
Is it good?
Yeah.
Was it Tom Hanks
playing him? It was actually pretty good. It was very sad.
It was great. I mean... I don't know, man. Like, he's an amazing dude. And when you hear those stories told, like, he seems like he was an amazing dude, on and off camera and all around and whatever. Like, I also knew, fun fact about Mr. Rogers, he liked to fart. And it was like, he used to make like farts and like around his wife and stuff like that, like to like throw her off, like in public and, you know, whatever. So he was a farting guy. So he's got to have some, there's got to be some side to him. There's got to be like, I want to see the underbelly story of like Mr. Rogers, you know? It's, I don't know.
So both of you ladies are very tall. Leah, you're 5'10". Yes.
What a segue.
Yep.
And Jocelyn, you're 5'9".
Yeah.
See. All right. So Jay, you're possibly could be the shortest person in this conversation.
No, I'm not. I've shrunk a little bit, I think, but I'm still like 5'11 and 3/4".
You are not.
I definitely what are you talking about? Are you trying to change history?
I'm 6'7".
No.
Are you really?
I wish I had a tape measure.
No, I'm 6'4".
No, oh. It's 7. That's, you'd be playing basketball.
Exactly.
Or coaching it or something.
Exactly. I did coach basketball.
There you go.
You did?
I did play basketball. Not very well. I was more football than basketball, but I played basketball. My daughter's like, my daughter, I'm 6'4". But my daughter, yeah.
This is usually in the part in the show where he shows you how big his hands are.
Ooh, let's see.
No,
put that finger in. That's so fucking big. Oh my
So my
God.
Daughter's playing basketball. And my daughter, so my daughter's she's 15, she's like almost 5'10 right now. And you know, she's still growing, and she's like, they're like, I want to be 6 foot. I'm like, you don't want to be 6 foot.
You can be 6 foot, you can be 5'9" and then 6 foot in heels. Like 6 foot and then being 6'3" or 6'4" in heels is like a whole different ball game. Am I right?
Everybody in this conversation, except for Jay, it's been tough growing up tall, right?
Yeah.
When did I become a little person? Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm 6 feet tall. That makes me like above average, doesn't it? Like,
and I'm 137 years old.
You're taller than 91% of everyone in the world.
Oh, see, there you go, Dan. Fun fact.
So you are. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're not 16, this would, that would have been the part.
Five, so maybe
are
I'm like.
6 feet on Tinder?
Maybe I'm. thankfully, I have been married long enough that I've never had to do any online, any of that. Like,
congratulations.
Oh my God, man. I don't know how that shit works. Like, I would never. I would stay married even if I hated my wife. I love my wife. But even if I hated her, just so that I would never have to go through the line of dating and digital dating again.
Yeah.
I mean,
people
I went,
are just like, different now.
It's weird. Like I honestly can't imagine like texting back and forth with somebody that I don't know. You know what I mean? So, like that's so, it would just be so weird.
It was crazy. Right? Cause I was like, so I got divorced like right in the middle of the whole,
which time?
Like, yeah, when all that shit just started. So Tinder wasn't around yet, but such a dick. The second time, Jay.
Not the third or fourth?
The first time doesn't count. So anyway, as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by this insensitive bastard. I was there right for like, so the match.com shit.
Right.
So I was going on like these internet dates. And at first it was like, okay, you know, what are we going to do here? You know, it would always be like, you know, you'd sit there and tell them after like the, maybe if it went past the first date, then I'd tell them what I did for a living. Because at the time I was a magazine editor, like for a porn mag, and they would always go like this. Here we go. After I tell them, they go, and that would be the end of it every time, right? So on that, and then there was a couple of times that people thought it was kind of cool. So those are, you know, that was interesting. But there was always something crazy there.
You married three of them.
No, I did not marry any of them. So
listen, so anyway, if I'm 5'9", you've been married six times.
It started out, shut the fuck up. It started out where we would go, you know, at first it was going to be dinner, right? But then as these things got progressively worse, you know, let's meet for lunch or let's just meet for a drink. Let's meet for lunch. Let's just go get coffee. You know, let's drive by each other and wave. But it just got so, and I, you know, the other rule I had was I'm not going to date anybody closer to my daughter's age than to my age. So, you know, that was the whole thing. So I had just gotten off Match. I met my girlfriend 9.5 years later. We're still not married, but I think we said we're going to call her my partner. And this would be normally the part of the show where I would break into her little segment called Cats Curious.
Right.
But so you can bring it up, Jay.
What? Oh, you want me to bring it up? Okay.
Bring it up.
Yep. Here we go.
Okay, now take it off, Jay, because she didn't send me a question this week.
All right, well, you know what? No.
She would always ask very interesting questions about it, and I'm trying to think of, like, one that she had asked, that she would have asked you guys. What would she have... Jay, you play the part of Kathy.
Wait a second. Hold on a second.
The part of Kathy.
Hold on. No, I got this. We're going back to Cat's Curious. Dan, you asked me a question before the ladies came online. What was that question?
Will you marry me?
No.
Do you like?
No, being, like, there was. You asked me some like random question. Was it like? Why is he here? It was like a dick question. It was like, what was it?
Do you think a woman would rather a short guy with a big dick or a tall guy with a small dick?
Short guy with a tall dick. Tom Cruise. Nicole Kidman. I say more?
Does Tom Cruise have a big dick? I don't know. I would think not. He doesn't strike me
He gives off like thick dick vibes for sure. Maybe not super long, but definitely thick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that. By the way, the guys give off dick vibes. Like it's got me thinking. I'm like, oh man, I wonder what my vibes.
Jay thinks he's Tom Cruise. I swear to God, Jay dressed like Tom Cruise for our Halloween show.
Yeah, I did. I was also in the cockpit, so you know.
It's so funny you say that about Tom Cruise because I was talking about running with my director the other day, and he's like, "How fast do you run a mile?" I was like, "Well, it depends upon how long I'm going. If I'm going for 4 miles, I do." Like 12 minute mile. If I'm doing just 1 mile, I do like a 10 minute mile. He's like, "What are you, Tom Cruise?"
I was thinking I was going somewhere totally different.
So
I was thinking because you have long legs, do you like how fast do you run kind of thing?
Yeah, so like, I can walk at a 4.5.
Okay.
Which is pretty fast.
Yeah.
It's a 13 minute mile.
Yep.
Walking.
And
you can probably do it too, Leah.
And so you average out like 10, 12 minute miles? Like just
going
for a run? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you.
I'm with you.
I could probably run like a 25 minute mile these days.
Do you remember, did you guys run?
Are you guys insane?
Did you guys do the presidential fitness tests when you were in school?
Yes.
Remember those tests?
So yes. President Lincoln demanded that we did that.
You beat me, Dan.
I had to.
Oh, man. Dude, you know what? And I turned down the volume. There you go. Yeah.
I used to run miles in basic training. Does that count?
Okay. So that clues in that you were in the military.
Basic training? You were in the military? Why is this not in my notes?
Seriously, how is that not in a notes that you did?
Your publicist said, so let's see. What do we have about Leah here? Native of Michigan. She's 24, all natural.
Hey, we just made $5. Eyes. Rolling in it. There you go. Wait,
you're covering up. You're covering up, Leah.
Dude, we made $5. Somebody donated $5. Right. So
you'll just squander it on something stupid.
Cryptocurrency.
cryptocurrency. Let's see. What else do we got here? I'm just looking here.
We have everything but was in the military.
Yeah. You worked for companies such as Evil Angel, Black Jules Jordan, Cherry Pimps, Combat Zone Third Degree.
But I don't work for Jules yet.
Like Swallowed, and he puts in Lethal Hardcore and AllAnal.com.
Maybe your agent knows something that you don't.
So, thank you. First of all, thank you for your service.
Yeah, seriously.
Wait.
Hold on. This is where
there's a butt. Yeah, there's a butt here.
Hold on. All
right, go ahead.
So how many people did you kill in war? No.
God, I wish I could have killed a motherfucker. Man. Not anybody in particular, just like, okay. You know.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not picky. I had like 2 weeks left and then some shit happened. And so then I ended up like having a kid instead. So now we're.
Are you allowed to talk about this?
What?
Are you allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, I can talk about it.
So wait, you just said you can't just leave us hanging. Like you had 2 weeks left to graduate boot camp in the fucking military and then some shit happened.
Yeah.
Am I the only one here? Jocelyn?
I heard it too.
I had a scar. I had surgery on that. And then like I told him it was fine so I could go in because I really wanted to go to the army. And then it kind of like fucked up my last 2 weeks in. And so then like I went to go have surgery and then I found out I was pregnant instead.
Well, how about that, dude? This is
talk about a plot twist.
Yeah, I'm thinking
that's
like,
crazy. I didn't know that story. Holy shit!
Yeah, I was halfway through my pregnancy. Congratulations, it's a girl.
Are you serious? Halfway through?
Shit.
You just were skinny and you gained like 6 pounds and it was what it was.
Yeah. So like right before basic, like they gave all the
this
girls
is the most amazing
tests.
Story ever.
Okay.
Crazy.
And
oh my
mine
God.
Came out negative. They told us we would lose our periods, and then we would probably like gain weight, and like we'd be more emotional, more tired from like all the stress of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So like it made sense, like with the MREs like that we were eating, like, you know, you get so much salt in those, like my legs were like swelling, but so were other girls,
right?
And so it didn't, I didn't
so it kind of covered up. All of the obvious signs if you were just, you know, every day.
Yeah, exactly. And so then when I went to go have the surgery, they're like, oh no, you're actually pregnant. And I'm like, there's no way, I haven't had sex in months. Like, what are you talking about? I'm pregnant.
So was it, was it once you were enlisted or whatever, once you were there and that was a...
Yeah.
How long had you been in the military?
So I had gone through basic training. So it was like only 2.5 months or so.
Okay.
It was like 3 months altogether that you're supposed to be in until you graduate. But like,
so you could have, so you got pregnant though before you were in?
Right, yeah, like okay. Within 2 weeks before I went in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So, like, I mean, wait, I'm not done here. So,
I just gotta say one thing, Jay.
What's that?
I've been doing this for a long time, and this is where Jay would say, since Eve fucked Adam on 137 camera.
137 years, yeah.
But anyway, I've been involved in the business for like a long time. I've heard like all sorts of stories, like, and I'm not gonna give any names. Like, I know somebody whose parents met in jail. And she was conceived in prison. I know somebody who, I mean, you know, obviously we know somebody who fucked a former president.
Yeah. That's true.
We've heard all sorts of crazy stories where I have. This is possibly one of the, not crazy, but like
no,
probably one of the no, best
it's,
origin
dude, it's
stories
some
ever.
Real life shit. So you obviously
like
4.5 months along.
Origin shit.
So you didn't graduate. You were 2 weeks shy or whatever of graduating.
Yeah. And so then I went to go have surgery so I could go back in.
Right.
And then when I went to go have the surgery, they gave me a pregnancy test. And then that's when it came back. So then, yeah.
And so now
it's all right. So, I have an amazing 4-year-old now. She's dope as fuck.
That's awesome. 4 years old. Yeah. Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And
Jocelyn, this is where you could top it and say, no, you spelled my name wrong. It's Jocelyn James, and I fucked Tiger Woods.
Yeah, no.
No, no. No, no. I wish.
No,
it's
I actually
funny.
Golf now, so I would be, I would
do
love
to. Do you know who Jocelyn James is, though?
Yeah.
Of course.
She was
I
mean, like,
so,
I
do.
Two and letters I just kept off, saying, so. Like, so when we first got in contact with you, I looked at your name, and I'm like, oh, wait, I know her. Oh, wait. Oh, no, Jane. Okay, then I saw your picture, and obviously it looked nothing like her.
But,
yeah.
By the way, you're a good golfer, aren't you? You got to be pretty
terrible.
Good.
Terrible.
No way.
So I don't practice. That's
okay.
My problem.
Sometimes practice.
I know like, Allen Iverson on the course.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got to
okay.
practice.
Yeah, no, it's Allen Iverson. Practice?
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 We're talking
about
practice?
Practice?
Oh, that's
not the game.
Oh, that was a good one. I
did I go
that
out?
One.
Yeah, Tim. That's
yeah,
a great.
That's a
re-
great
that's,
quote.
That is like the best Philadelphia reference out there. No, it's I love to golf, but like my problem is I go out the first time of the year, I hit unbelievably well. Everything goes as I kind of hope it does, and then I think I can do that every time. And then every time I go back for the rest of the season is like a horrible, I mean, it's a great experience because you're outside walking around and stuff and drinking beers and
nice.
Whatever, but
yeah, smoking.
I can't. Yes. Yeah.
It's like bowling. You can smoke and drink at the same time.
When I started golfing in high school, and it was mainly because you could like go out in high school and smoke weed while you walked around a golf course and like, you know, played.
Look where that's got you, Jay.
That's true. I own Exotica. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's fun for a high school
definitely
reunion.
Shaped you.
Yeah, exactly. Dan, we wouldn't have known each other. You wouldn't have been the small spoon.
I probably wouldn't have lost like 10 years off my life.
That's true. Dan had a full head of hair and
I
was like 175
I had
pounds when
I
met.
No gray, yep. Barely gray. And look at me now.
Got to take some to get some.
Bro, listen, I don't even want to hear it, okay? Like, this shit, like, terrifies me. I started Exotica in 2006. I was, like, 25 years old. I had no gray hair, like no gray facial hair, really not a whole lot of facial hair. But like, now I look at myself and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, it, you know, it goes fast.
It's terrible.
It goes fast.
Like, you know, but these, yeah, but we're doing like this in COVID and you guys are like killing it in COVID with many vids.
OnlyFans.
You know, Josh, you're in the top five on many vids.
Yeah, for many vids, MILF of the year.
That's MILF crazy. Of the
year. I love the titles. Like, does she really? I mean.
And then newcomer, they spell it. They spell it C-U-M-M.
No, that's so a porn writer.
Dude, that has been one of my biggest private peeves of the adult industry ever. Like, since we started this thing, like, I never, ever want to see that word like that. Like, it's like, come here. Are you coming? You know, like, are you like,
yeah, Exotica spell with three X's.
Dude, I mean, yeah, it just, that's like.
Well, it makes a little more sense. But when I was like 14, 15, I said, come, C-U-M. Yeah. But then as I got older, I went to college. I was like, no, this ain't right.
No.
Here's a little fun fact. The very first porn movie I ever saw was Up and Coming with Marilyn Chambers.
Really? Was it real to real?
Did you have to crank it?
Yes, we had to crank it. Actually, we had to hold up a fucking flashlight to the fucking thing and shave it shiny on the cave wall. We had to use a candle.
You didn't just watch Playboy?
And we put it on the cave, on the wall of the log cabin, or even better, on our outhouse, because we didn't have indoor plumbing.
My first like real exposure to porn came, which is kind of funny, by way of like hunting camp magazines. Like, you'd go to hunting camp and like there would be porn.
What's a hunting
like,
camp magazine?
It was the magazines that you were publishing, my friend. It was like Club and like all the ones that like actually showed insertion, basically. You know, like not like
they didn't
the like
play. Insertion. When I first started doing porn mags, they didn't do insertion.
Well,
it was simulated.
Did they put stars over it or some shit or like? No. What? I mean, no, it was definitely. It was the only one that you would see like guys and girls in. You know what I mean? Like usually Playboy, Penthouse, whatever. It's like, you know, a singular person. But with
so, what was your more favorite centerfold, Marilyn Monroe or Jackie O?
What?
You come off like you're so much younger than
me. I definitely wasn't them. I was probably Vanessa Williams. Like that was back when Vanessa Williams got like stripped of her beauty crown or whatever and for posing for Playboy or whatever it was. That was like my wheelhouse.
Dude, and that's what made her career.
I don't know.
You know, basically, it's like Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Like Kim Kardashian is like one of the most famous people on the planet. But everybody forgets it's because she like the fucked porno. Somebody and they sent out the tape.
Yeah. No. And by the way, not that you guys know.
Has anyone seen the Ray J video where he's trying to tell people that it's the glasses don't break?
No. I haven't seen it. What is it? Okay. Later. Wait, tell me about what is it?
It's basically just Ray J being interviewed and he's talking about these glasses that he's promoting that don't break. And the guy's like, so he's like, put Steph on him right now, Steph on him right now. And he puts him on the ground and steps on him and they break instantaneously.
It's like,
I love Ray J. I think he's hilarious.
And those guys make, we heard numbers of like what they were still making on that Kim K website.
Yeah,
like they haven't done anything,
and it still makes
five or six figures a month.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's insane.
It's like you can find it anywhere, but yet people still pay for it. It's crazy.
So, so
those lights behind you, Jocelyn, are tripping me the fuck out. I thought there was my screen was cracked.
Oh, they're not even moving now. We won't. I won't change it.
No, the one's like right over your left shoulder, right?
Dan did acid. Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't. But do you know they decriminalized? We talked about this last week. Mushrooms in New Jersey when they legalized weed.
It's really interesting because mushrooms are now being painted in a light that like was not what it was when we were younger. Like there's probably just as much benefit to psychedelic mushrooms as there is marijuana. And people
are you insane,
dude. For when they use it for depression, they use it for like PTSD. They use it for like all kinds of mood disorders. That is like absolutely 100% more effective than your common, you know, pharmaceutical drugs.
I heard, yeah, I heard microdosing shrooms is like a really great thing for people. I've never tried it. I've tried like everything else, but I'm too afraid to try like shrooms and acid.
Yeah.
Like, you did boot camp pregnant with a fucked up knee and you're afraid of mushrooms?
Yes.
You guys are like two of our favorite people now.
Yeah, no.
What if you take too much and then you go through
with mushrooms, that's also not the problem because it's just like marijuana. It's like you can't do too much marijuana. Like you can have a bad
I
mean, listen, you can have a bad time on doing too much marijuana.
You're not gonna
overdose and die, you know what I mean?
You it's feel just like you're dying at the time though, for sure.
And if you eat entirely too much psychedelics, you feel like you're dying too. Like, I mean, like smoking weed, whatever. But
I dropped some fucking acid when I was like, yeah, I dropped acid when I was like 18 and drove home and I was swerving from giant balls of twine coming at me.
That's what you shouldn't do. Like, you should not do that and drive. What those like, that's
twine are that when I was fucking going around. Was I on the wrong side of the highway or something? I have no idea.
Don't do anything and drive. That's like the worst thing.
I know that now.
Yeah.
But I was stupid, you know?
What you do is one of my best trips that I ever had, I went to the University of Rhode Island. And the college itself was surrounded by turf fields. And they would like harvest this turf like every year, you know, like the shit that you like the rolled up lawn that you buy at Home Depot or whatever and lay it down in your front yard.
They're called
sod farms. So they had miles of these things. And so one time we ate a bunch of mushrooms and a bunch of friends of ours and myself went and hiked across these like huge, you know, fields. And then on the backside was the Amtrak train that would run through to Providence, Rhode Island or whatever. So the train would come by at like 130 miles an hour or whatever. They're like crazy fast. So what you would do is you'd go down close to the train, but if you didn't hold on to something, it would suck you in and you would die. But instead you would go down there and you'd hug onto a tree as the train came by. And it would like be like, you know, 3 or 4 feet away from you. And it would just be pulling you like in, but you're holding onto the tree. So you're fine. And then the train would go by. And that was my mushroom experience.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
It was wild. Like it was, you know, and by the way, not my first time, not my like fifth or sixth time. It was like further down the road that you were probably a little bit too, you know, able to do stuff. But yeah.
So Leah, you've done a lot. So you said you've done everything. What was your favorite and least favorite?
Oh, no, we're not even.
Yes.
Good answer. We're not going there? All right.
Good answer. What's your favorite? Marijuana?
Marijuana and alcohol.
Okay.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila. Yes.
What about you, Jocelyn? Weed?
I like weed a lot.
I think that at the end
but
of the day,
like it's
the
best.
I'm with
I
you.
Also like acid a lot.
I'm also with you.
But you can't do it every day.
I myself like a periodic reset. Like maybe like every like 6 months, every year, like, you know, one time to really kind of like pull you back, gives you a different point of view, then you re-enter the world again.
This time last year. See, you know what? I just thought of something. This whole fucking situation the world's in right now is your fucking fault, Jay. Would you like to know why?
Yeah.
Chronologically, this is what happens. Jay started off 2020 sober for the month of January.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Kobe fucking dies. Cats the movie comes out.
So me not drinking is going to be the thing that like puts the whole world into a cat, like a tailspin.
And then coronavirus comes.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Kobe.
It's entirely your fault.
I love that you mentioned cats.
Sorry.
You could have made so many other things. Cats.
I put it on. It's on HBO or something. I put it on literally for 2 seconds just to see what the fuck everybody was talking about. The worst thing I've ever seen. I can't unsee it.
It didn't last.
It was horrible. And that's like the longest running show on Broadway.
I mean, but Broadway is something totally different than, like, no, you know, I've the stage shit. Is totally different than watching a movie. Because, you know what? I've heard a lot of people love Hamilton. I put that shit on with my family a while back. I made it through the first introductory, like the first song or whatever. I paused it. And I looked at them and I said, you guys can either continue watching this without me or we got to change it because I can't deal with this shit. Like, that is not something. I'm not about to pretend like I can sit an hour and a half watching this. Like, you know, no fucking way.
I sat through it, Jay. No, I sat through it with my daughter watching it. My son was smart.
I had to rip the Band-Aid off. Like, because they would be pissed if I, like, got halfway through it and, like, looked on my phone and, like, walked away or whatever. They'd be not happy with me. So I had to tell them up front, like, I'm going to fucking leave if we don't. If we keep watching this,
I watch it just to see him get shot so the fucking thing would end.
Dude. And that's not to say that they're not insanely, like, you know, all those guys are way more talented than I am. Like, made more. But I just can't. That's not my entertainment.
You know what's a great musical? Grease 2. Grease 2 is fantastic.
Grease 2. Not one.
Not one, but two. Okay. Did you ever see it?
No.
Did you ever see?
I mean, maybe I did when I was a kid. Like, no.
No.
All right. So Michelle Pfeiffer is kind of like the Danny Zuko in that one. It's like opposite. Sandy's fucking Australian nephew, which is named Maxwell Caulfield. He's like the goody two shoes, like Sandra Dee.
Right.
But he becomes, she wants a cool rider, like a guy on a motorcycle. So he becomes like, goes from egghead to motorcycle rider. So like split personality. But there were songs like "We're Gonna Score Tonight" where they all go bowling.
Okay.
"Let's Do It for Our Country" where they go into the bomb shelter.
No.
I'm telling you,
dude. You gotta see. I'm so glad that I missed this.
It's one of the worst great movies ever.
It's the thing
that
I want to crawl
under. Sound like that would come from Greece.
I'm telling you, you gotta watch it.
A bomb shelter.
Okay, so listen. On that note, we're gonna make another jump over here to a little thing called Weekly Upvote. So in the past, we've been doing like a weekly update, and, you know, I realized that I drink far too much with this show to like have to read off of the script. So I've moved past that. We're going to be over that. Weekly update is now turning into weekly upvote, because I spend a large majority of my time surfing Reddit on my phone. That's literally what my life consists of these days. So as I'm doing it, I decide to, like, you know, you upvote or downvote things that you like. I decide to go back through my last week of upvoting and find like the best videos that I found and, you know, kind of whatever. Figured I'd show them to you guys and then we can go from there. What do you think? You ready to try it?
Let's try it, Jay.
Okay, here we go. So we're going to move over here to video number one. I call this Korean treadmill guy. What I wonder is, when you get on these things, like, what are you expecting? Like, this is on high speed. It just, whoo! Like,
is this what you look like on your Peloton?
So you should see it. Yes, yeah, so I in my spandex.
And so, Jocelyn, how fast do you think he was walking? Do you think that was a 4.5?
Not walking, he was running. But dude, that's why you never, like, I never start the treadmill at like a 5.0. I just will like quickly.
That thing, that's got to be 5. That's got to be like a 4 minute mile, right? I mean, 4 or 5 minutes, like 5 minute mile. Like, I don't know. Do treadmills go down to 4 minute
looks
miles?
Like faster than that, honestly, like an eight minute, it looks fast enough.
Now, what do your knees and thighs feel like after you watch that? Like, where, or after you do that?
They
like,
burn.
Like, what kind of balls in his neck?
They're just I don't feel hurt. I just feel
and then you don't see the end of the video. It doesn't. That dude might have lost his dick. It might just be gone. Like, it could have just shot off. Okay. Anyways,
next
up. We don't do videos of like underage, you know, children, funny videos, stuff like that. But this one is different because it's Spider-Man. Okay. So here's Spider-Man. I call this Spider-Man Eats. He is eating a potato chip or a cookie. Can't really tell which, but he's really goddamn cute doing it. Like, I think that you could use this as like some type of new diet where you have to, like, you have your face mask on and you have to eat through
the
mask.
Are you on TikTok?
No, this was just something that I saw on Reddit. All right, so next up, this one's crazy. I call this one Sneaky Alligator. All right, you got to pay attention here, okay?
Is this in Florida? This
has look down on the bottom right. There's some kids or some people playing in the swimming pool. Swimming in the swimming pool. Look at this. Look at this thing. It comes out of the middle of nowhere. And literally, oh my God, it comes out. Dude. Like, and then her brother loves her so much, he jumps in there to chase the thing away. Like, think about that. Okay, so I'm going to replay this thing because you really got to see it. Like, look in the bottom right. You can see the little kid sitting there and the person behind him. And now watch this little fucker.
Yes.
Dude, it just, and it sits there, he's like, boom! And just like, he's not even as big as the person that he's going after. But he's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to drown them and eat
gators,
them.
Gators are fucking mean, man.
Shit is crazy, man. That makes
you're
me
from
like,
Miami, right, Jocelyn?
Yeah.
That makes me second guess what I love.
That gave me pain looking at that because it is definitely a reality here.
And Jocelyn, you're from, I mean, Aaliyah, you're originally from Oregon, right?
Yes. Yeah, so,
yeah, well, they don't have alligators there.
What do you guys got? What are you afraid of up there?
Freaks me out. Huh?
What is it? What are you afraid of up there?
Oh, up there? June bugs. June bugs.
Yeah, but a June bug's not going to drag you into a swimming pool and kill you. So, like.
Dude, but they clench right onto your fucking.
No, trust me. We have June bugs in Vermont, too. Those things are creepy as fuck. They get their little, like, talons into you. Anyways, all right. We're keeping going here. This next one, I just like, I actually don't know what the fuck this guy was thinking. Like,
dude, I can't even watch this. I'm getting anxiety.
There he goes. Thank you very much. Like,
oh my god.
So, we'll bring this back a little bit.
Why would you do?
I gotta think either. That was just a great video edit, or there was not that big of a drop off. I don't know, but either way.
Maybe he was wearing a squirrel suit.
I enjoyed
it. He definitely broke his legs.
All right. Here's the second to last one. This
is
what
she said.
This, well, you guys may have seen this video before. I've seen it before, but it just kind of.
Okay.
I didn't hear it. You kind of just know that something bad's gonna happen, but then
his
you
hair
realize,
is gonna catch on fire.
Yeah, well, okay, wow. Light that on fire. That's cool. But hey, now I'm gonna light
pause,
you
pause,
on fire.
Pause it.
No, you idiots.
I wanted to see if we could guess what was gonna happen. That would be a good game.
What?
He literally lights his pants on fire. Then he realizes that that's a real bad idea.
Like, you know why, Jay? He was a liar, liar.
Because you pants on fire. Yeah. But the best is, like, this guy is like,
we're
it's gasoline, so
sober.
It doesn't.
We're also assuming they're sober in this.
No,
this
definitely not.
What's going on? What I like, piss on him.
What I like is his buddy that does, like, Dan, would you, I want to know, would you do this for
I
me
piss
if my
you.
Pants were on fire? Hold on a second. Look at this
I
guy.
Pee on you.
He just, like, slowly, like, ends up air humping this guy's, like, legs. And see, would you do that for me, Dan?
It's over now. Like,
no, I would have peed on you.
Okay. But you can't pee it. Water doesn't stop fire and gasoline. You probably would have made it worse. You could have killed me. All right, so the rest is these guys just being morons. I'm going to leave you with my best find, I think, of the week. It was because at the end of the day, like, it's a feel-good thing. It's been a good week. We're going to go into this one now. Imagine if you were in this position. Here we go.
Brent was so excited to find this rose for his mom. Like, Mom, this is for you. I used all my money, and this is for you. Didn't tell him till today what it actually is, but Jess, I'd like you to open this.
He was about 10 when he gave this to Char.
Oh, there you go. God. So the kid probably 12 or 15 years ago gave his mom a pair of panties as a rose, and she kept it for the whole time and then gave it to him on his wedding day. So there you go. And that, there we go, is
that's
the weekend weekly update, upvote, whatever the hell it is. A lot easier to do than being drunk and trying to read off of a script. So
That was very good, Jay. I enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you. Did you like it? Okay, good. Here we go.
So I need everybody's advice right here, okay? Something very important just happened. I just got a text message of somebody wanting to know if I want to order Girl Scout cookies this year.
Yes.
Fuck yes, you do. Why
two or three of everybody.
What the fuck, yes.
What's your go-to Girl Scout cookie? First, Leah.
The Samoas? Yeah.
Those are the coconut, like, ones?
Yeah, caramelly, coconut, chocolatey.
Samoas?
Okay.
Okay, I'm writing it down. Jocelyn?
Tagalongs.
Which ones are the
peanut butter? Peanut, I like what you think.
Dude, yeah, you took
peanut butter chocolate.
Jay?
Thin Mints. I would have taken the other two that these ladies
thin
said,
too. Thin Mints have to go in the freezer.
But Thin Mints as well. And I'm trying to think.
Yeah, those are good, too.
I'm trying to think. What I mean, those are really the three. Like, those are, I think, the top three. What else?
A bad Girl Scout cookie. I even got one of the fucking gluten-free ones, and that wasn't terrible either.
The like, shortbread ones and whatever, like, you can get those, like, anywhere. But for some reason, I kind of feel like the other ones, you just can't duplicate it.
What's the other? There's another really good one. They need to invent a new flavor.
By the way, they're like, expensive.
Dosey-dos?
How much are they? Are they, like, $6, $8?
Those are, like, Nutter Butters. Those are good, too.
How much is a box of cookies?
They were now? Like four the last
they're
time.
They're $5, I think, now.
Okay. Because I feel like see. I ordered like six boxes one time and they were like, yeah, it's $38 or whatever.
They're all digital now.
Yeah.
They're all digital.
I think Girl Scouts.
All right, so we got lemon ups. Those are good.
Their own supply.
if I were a Girl Scout, I would buy like a shit ton of the popular ones and I would just wait for like 6 months. And then I would go out and I would dominate the market. I mean, dude, whatever. I'm sure
they're tight. Jay.
Yes.
They have a new, so they're $5 a box now.
Okay.
We got Lemon Ups, Trefoils. Those are the shortbread ones. Dosey-dos, Samoas, Tagalongs, Thin Mints.
By the way,
Thin Mints look different. They got
Boy Scouts do.
Those are all $5 a box.
Boy Scouts do popcorn now, too.
You can do Toffee-tastic. Gluten free or Girl Scout s'mores. S'mores.
Those are good. Those are good.
I feel like they're diluting the market now. They need to pick like five types of cookies and just go with it. Like, I don't know. It loses a little bit of its luster.
They have to keep up with competition though.
I got hit up one time walking outside of a store and there was a bunch of Boy Scouts there and they were selling, I guess the Boy Scouts sell popcorn and I never knew that. I was like, oh, all right, cool. Like I'll take that box. Like, a bag of chocolate covered, like drizzled popcorn, you know, whatever. And the kid was like, that's $19. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, are you serious? You know, and I can't, you know, you can't like be like, no, never mind. Like, take the bag back. Like, so I paid the fucking kid like, you know, $20 or whatever it was for a bag of popcorn that was kind of like, meh. Like, I mean, not $19 a bag popcorn. We'll put it that way.
Oh, fuck the Boy Scouts. No, I'm just kidding. That was fucked up.
The other thing, you know what? While we're at it, I want to send a special fuck you to somebody this week.
Remember our pinky swear, Jay.
No, it's not about that. It is about this little company called Comcast. They can go fuck themselves, okay? This week, I started getting emails.
We're airing our grievances.
As a line that we're airing our grievances, Dan. People need to know about this. Comcast and Xfinity or whatever, they decided like starting January 1st, they're putting data caps on our internet in Philadelphia. So now like, you know, all the internet that you've been using for the last like 15 years or whatever, they're like, yep, you're over the limit. It costs you $30 a month now to get the unlimited package. And if you don't, like you get charged $10 for every like whatever you do. And I'll tell you this, like before quarantine, cool. You want to pull some like money making shit, go for it. After quarantine, like you want to pull some money making shit, go for it. The middle of quarantine where everybody is at home and your kids are at home and people are fucking struggling and trying to make, you know, ends meet and like businesses aren't functioning and people are out of jobs and you're just trying to deal with everything. The idea that they could now after 15 or 20 or however long they've been around years be like, now we're going to charge you for internet usage out of your house. Like, fuck you. That's a fucked up, like, whatever move. I called and, like, aired my grievances with them. Literally, the woman was like, thanks for your feedback. I was like, No problem. So, you know, fuck them.
Hey, this is a new segment. This is a new segment on the show.
You know what? It is. This is the
show with this. It's going to be called the Big Fuck You, where everybody gets a chance.
Fuck you. This week's Gosselin. Big Fuck You goes to Comcast. You know,
everybody gets a
fuck
chance.
Them. Okay.
Gosselin,
fuck
you, Comcast. Who would you like to give a big fuck you to?
Geico.
Yeah. All right. We're taking down big companies here.
I got hit. Why? I got hit 3 months ago. The guy came from the opposing lane and went over, hit a Mustang, totaled the Mustang, went over the divider, hit a sign, and then hit me. And it was $1,500. I still haven't gotten my check for $1,000, so my deductible. And it wasn't my fault.
Fuck
I was
you and your lizard.
Stopped at a parking lot.
Fuck you and the lizard Geico.
Fuck them.
Fuck you, Geico. Yep.
Fuck both.
What's the name of this segment, by the way, Dan? What was it again?
The Big Fuck You.
The Big Fuck You. So we'll give Geico the big fuck you. There you go.
Leah, who do you want to give a big fuck you to?
Ooh. I don't know. I'm pretty not feeling bad right now.
Okay.
We'll move on to the next one.
Wait, you told us a story. You told us the story before we went on the air.
How about the people that didn't give me my house?
There you go.
That I put all that
big fuck you.
Yeah, you tell them.
That's right. Big fuck you. Dan, who you got, buddy?
I'm just happy this week, Jay.
You can't answer that. You just made Leah answer the question. You can't do that.
That's true. Who can I give a big fuck you to? Who can I? You know what? A big fuck you. Some douchebag fucking did something to my car.
Right.
I got a dent in my car. I don't know who did it. I'm pissed. There's a dent. I look outside. There's a dent in my fucking door.
You know what really grinds my gears? Big fuck you to that guy.
That wasn't a very good big fuck you.
That was,
whatever. Well, I'm glad to
I
say
I didn't really leave my house this week, so there wasn't really much. Like, fuck you. You know what? Fuck you to the motherfucking guy who walks by my fucking house every morning with his little fucking terrier.
Little fuck fucking that guy. Big fuck you to terrier guy.
His little fucking terrier starts barking like, and then my dog gets up. It wakes my dog up. My dog starts barking. And now, you know what? I'm up at fucking 6:48 in the morning on a Sunday.
All right, so everybody, you, big fuck guy, you, terrier guy. Dog. That's right.
Next time, next time you're walking outside, I'm going to let my dog out there to eat your fucking dog.
That's right.
My dog kills fucking goats. It can handle a fucking terrier.
What kind of dog do you have?
Amen, brother. Big fuck you.
She's a cute dog.
She's like a goat killer, man. Though. We can't get into that, Dan. We just finished our brand new segment called The Big Fuck You. You guys, welcome to the first ever version of the Big Fuck You that went over very well.
The killer's coming. I just summoned her. I summoned the beast. Come
in. You ever eaten a terrier? You want to?
Oh, hi.
Oh, there you go.
Look at you.
She's cute.
I'm not even a dog person, but you're sweet, huh?
Oh.
All right, get down.
Dan, you're so sweet. All right, get out of here.
That's pink. I rescued her.
All right, so listen. And with the big fuck you, we're gonna ask the question of, let's see, with Leah first, where can people find more about you?
Sadly, they can find me at twitter.com, Leah Winters XXX. I got Instagram, Leah Winters XOXO. Only
you haven't lost your Instagram yet?
Impressive. No, I can't believe it. I lost my freaking Twitter. Literally, like, right after I hit 70K.
How do you lose Twitter before? Well, you know what? It's like, it was, what was it? What killed your Twitter
page? What I think happened, it was like right after I followed an account. And then, like, right after that, my account got suspended. So, like, I don't know if that
was it. Something, did they tell you it was something that you posted or something? Or,
yeah, it just said that, like, I just, like, went against everything. But, like, I've never even been reported for sure.
That's crazy.
Because, like, you know, with the show, we follow a lot of people's pages. And
no, we don't. We follow, like, 10 people on Twitter because I just don't want to read anybody else's shit.
No, I mean, us as people, we have to keep our pulse on the people.
Oh, yeah, the pulse on the people, the personal pages.
So,
but anyway, yeah.
And next up. So to get,
that's like, yeah, I don't know, man. That's crazy.
You can find me at XXX Jocelyn on Twitter, Joss Jane Official on Instagram, and Jocelyn Jane on OnlyFans.
Or on the golf course.
Is that your? How many Instagram accounts have you been through?
Oh, too many. This is my fifth one, and I've been in it for four years.
Who was somebody? I think it was Alex Cole last week said that she had good luck so far keeping hers on private. So she had to like approve, you know, everybody's like, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
You have enough haters that
Jay, we didn't do anything. No, and our account got taken away with like about 1 million people on it.
It was like 750 or something. Yeah.
It was like, no, it was 880,000.
That hurts. That's pain.
It's painful. Our Twitter page though is like 1.4 million now, which is, I mean, pretty cool.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we're an influencer, Dan.
For you
guys. When does our free shit show up? Like,
that's what we said. We hit 1 million.
You don't get free shit?
No, we get nothing.
No, we don't get free shit.
Dan and I over here scraping together Bitcoins.
What's the craziest thing that's on your wish list, Jocelyn?
Like sex crazy or like?
Just crazy. No, just like the thing that you like a G7 plane or like.
No. Like, I mean, I'm thinking more like just like, you know, I want this. I'm not going to go buy it for myself. Let me see if somebody will buy this for me.
An iPad.
Okay. Leah?
Honestly, I don't really post that kind of stuff on my wish list. I post like work stuff, like, you know, an outfit that I know I'm only going to wear once. I don't want to spend the money on. So I'd rather someone else buy it for me.
Very smart. Very smart.
All right. Here's what I want both of you guys to do.
When, like, I'm asking for like $5 gifts, but like, hey, I'd rather not.
I like to keep a wide array of different.
In case somebody's like, feeling saucy.
I'll just get high and I'll be like, oh, you know what? I really like this.
Have you ever had something show up that like, you were like, oh, fuck, I put that on a wish list? Like,
yeah. Like, I put four Wu-Tang backpacks on my wish list.
And did one show up or did all four?
All four showed up!
All right, here's what I want you guys to do. Ready? We're going to play a little game here. And you guys got to let us know. And we'll say, I want you both to put a Vegetti
on
your wish list.
What the fuck Vegetti. What's a Vegetti?
What is that?
The spiralizer thing that you make like zoodles out of and shit.
I don't even. Are you speaking English anymore? Like, this show is.
Wait. How do you.
Yo, guys, my phone might die. I'm at 10%.
That's okay. We're rolling out anyway, so.
We're getting ready to.
What's it called?
No, Vegetti. Just look up vegetable spiralizer.
Oh my God. It's spiraled. It's spiraled, all right. Yeah.
I want you guys to both put that on your wish list and see if you get it.
I want one of those.
A Vegetti?
It's a game changer. You can make zoodles.
Dude, another word that I don't even know what the fuck that is. Like,
zucchini noodles.
What is that word?
A zucchini
noodles.
Right? Okay. A zoodle?
Yeah. You stick those the zucchini in it and you turn it and it makes the little fucking things.
Okay, Vegetti.
Oh my God. Fuck you, Jay. You know what? This is normally where I say, please get our Instagram back. I'll do anything. You know what?
The big fuck you.
I don't want
to
our
you,
Instagram
Jay.
Back. Fuck you. Fuck you, Jay.
I've saved my big fuck you. All right, Dan.
Well, you know
take
what?
Us home,
this
baby.
This turned out to be a very, very, very fun show.
Yeah, I feel like we're new friends.
Ooh.
Nah, they didn't.
You guys have fun?
No.
For sure. I agree. I can't believe I haven't met you two at Exotica. That's what I'm like upset about.
One of these
about.
Days.
I'm
next,
hiding
next
in the back.
Exotica, and you know what? Look, we're going to say it here now. Our first Exotica, so Miami, we pushed that from February, obviously. We're doing that in September now. September 16th through the 18th, if my memory serves me correctly.
Okay.
Then we were supposed to do D.C. in June. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Then we were supposed to do Chicago in April for our 10th anniversary. Jay? I'm promoting the fucking show, Jay. So anyway, now the April show, we're moving to July. And then the June show in D.C., we're moving to December, you think? Jersey still happened in October. Fuck you, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, you take it home, baby. I'm ready.
We want everybody except for Jay to stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next week.